You're fine. And even if her parents don't like you, don't let that deter you. Like, you are not marrying her parents, despite what people on Reddit will say. Like, you aren't marrying someone's family when you marry them. You're marrying a person. And so if God is calling you to marry that person, you should marry that person. Sounds like it's going well. I wouldn't be afraid of any of the stuff from your past. Like,
yeah,
you're you now. And that's all that matters. And you're going to do great things. This is going to be a great trip. I think if it goes well, I think you should move there as soon as possible.
You came to the right place, you ding-dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to The Crunch, Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner, the only Catholic dating podcast that harnesses the power of AI to get you a girlfriend. It's your boy, Ethan.
And I'm Patrick, and I'm not going to use AI to help people get girlfriends. I think
we can use AI to build kind of like an ideal girlfriend, but she lives on the computer. So like she can be with you anywhere you go. Like she'll always talk to you. You can kind of dress her up however you want. And then it's like a girlfriend for like you. Like, what do you think?
That, and then we mail them, right? Mail them over.
No, like we help, like we'd sell a course for $1,000 and it's here's how to make an AI girlfriend like in Blade Runner 2049 with Ana de Armas.
Is that what happened? I never saw the movie.
In Blade Runner 2049, Ryan Gosling is an incel, which is just really funny.
That is that's amazing, actually. That's really good for incels.
He's not an incel, he's a replicant, so he can't reproduce because he's a robot.
Oh,
but he has a robot girlfriend played by Ana de Armas, and he gets a prostitute, and he has the prostitute come to his house, and there's a 3D hologram of his robot girlfriend that they layer on top of the prostitute, and he makes robot love to his robot girlfriend. It's very odd. I watched it with my mom. Anyway.
I guess that's not technically a sin because they're both robots, but they weren't robot married.
So. No, the human prostitute was not a robot.
Oh, hold on. Wait.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. So it was a human woman.
And then Harrison Ford, it's still a mystery as to whether or not he's a robot. And if we find him
later
in the film.
So why did the robot... See, that just seems like the human woman had a sex robot.
No, it's not like that. Because in Blade Runner 2049, the robots are shaped like Ryan Gosling, so it's fine. Okay. You know? Like, if you were a human, if you're a human woman in 2049, Ryan Gosling walks up to you and says, "Hey, I'm a robot, but I want to have sexual relations with you." You're saying no. That's what you're telling me.
No, deal. I'm in.
Yeah, I 100%. Like, I think it's not even a question. I think he's very attractive. But I do think it's deeply sad, right? Because ultimately, what they're doing in the film is they're using robot sex to communicate the sheer loneliness that this character is subjected to. Consciousness has been foisted upon him by this tech god, this Elon Musk-esque figure in the film. He's made to be a cop. He has to be a cop. He can't not do what he's told to do. And the only love that he has is like pre-programmed into him, and it makes him very sad. Hmm. And it's all about like freedom, right? And about the free will and all of these things. It's very good. The way that I've described it makes it sound really creepy, but it's one of the greatest movies. It's a great film. Did you message me on Discord, my man?
No.
I heard a ba-ding.
Oh, you must not have notifications off for the convince your friends.
Oh, I probably don't. Oh, nice.
Someone needed help with the course and I didn't respond to them yesterday. Man, I need better at that course. Too much going on.
There's a lot going on. Anyway, do you want to do some dating questions?
Yes, I do. I'm very excited for our first dating question called Asking for a Friend, which as we know, it always is. Never is. Wait,
yes.
First, an update.
Who's this
update
from?
Update. So the 8/14 episode, which Yowza was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
For us, yeah. This is from Tanner, who asked out an acquaintance of hers, or of his. She turned him down because she was still getting over the ex-boyfriend. You remember that? It was like, it was all nonsense and asking for clarity. All right, update from Tanner. Tanner was getting flirty signals from someone who turned him down. Update. I ran into her after mass today and asked her out. She had no idea she was flirting with me this whole time. As I feared, it was a firm no. Tanner?
Great. Wonderful.
No contact.
Tanner, honestly, can we just a round of applause for Tanner for going up like a man and not being a little baby boy and like texting her friends or like using your friend. You went up to her and you said, I want to kick you out again. And she said no. And you got rejected, dude. Yes.
Dude.
Hell yeah.
Activity, number.
I love it. It's come actually, on. If every guy was as brave as you, we wouldn't have a podcast anymore. So
we'd be out of a job.
I love Tanner. I know
that
sucks.
Not that this is a job.
What do you mean?
It is certainly not a job.
No, this is not full-time employment by any means. Tanner, you have done amazing work. We're very proud of you. Boys, is what I'll say to you. Boys. Great job. I love to hear.
I'm so proud of you, and also I hate this. Oh my gosh, I had no idea I was flirting with you. Shut up.
Yes, you did.
Come on, you just got called out on it. Boo.
Oh, are you telling me? You're telling me that you didn't like the attention you were getting?
Doubt. Yeah. Some people have accused us of being too soft on women. No. No more.
Pause. Continue. Next question, please.
Why? You think we're not soft enough on women?
No. Let's just go on to the next question.
What did you think? Did you think I was
going to... I'm not... We're going to tell you in the bonus podcast.
Anyway.
I'll talk to you in the bonus podcast.
I thought of the joke and I didn't say it. All right. From Mad Max. Oh, wait, no. I said asking for a friend. This one's from Catholic Brit, so I think she is asking for a friend. This friend recently started following a guy on Instagram who is part of a Catholic music group. He doesn't live anywhere close to her. As far as she knows, he's single, attractive, very Catholic. Should she slide into his DMs? If so, what should she say so it doesn't come across as creepy? She's also worried that he's a fairly traditional Catholic guy, so he might not be cool with the girl sending the first message because he isn't doing the pursuing, despite the fact that he doesn't even know if she exists. Ethan, what do you think?
Oh, it's all so boring. Like, just message him.
No guy has ever been sad that a girl messages him on Instagram.
Right. That's why he became a musician, so that girls would message him on Instagram.
Yes. Dude, there's this kid named Murph.
Yeah.
And he's a legend in my mind and my heart. I met him when he was just a high school senior. Just graduated high school. It was the summer before he went to Franciscan. And so I met him that summer.
Go Barons.
And he was like, what?
I said, go Barons.
Fire me up, Barons. It was at Steubenville, Atlanta. And he was like just the all-star youth group kid. Just fun, charismatic, energetic, played the guitar. All right. We came down from like a break we had like a team meeting upstairs. We came down and Murph was just sitting. He's the only guy in the room. The guy was playing basketball. He was in the cafeteria with all of the girls around him. And he was like playing and singing John Mayer. And I was like, this guy knows. He understands. He gets it. And I love him. And he ended up coming to Franciscan and he's a great guy.
Wow. Hopefully Murph didn't end up joining a band to become a traditional Catholic, because I would hate for...
I wonder what he's up to.
I would hate for Murph to get rewarded for that behavior, actually. Go play basketball. You're not special. You think you're special? You think you're better than the rest of us?
My name is Stephen Murphy. I'm a 65-year-old conventual Franciscan. That's not him.
I think he's a different guy. Here's what I think your friend should do. I think your friend should stop taking herself so seriously. Like, it's just this mindset of, oh, if I message him and he responds, and what if I'm not traditional enough for him? Why do you think he's going to give you the time of day? You don't know him. He doesn't know you. There's an off chance that you message him and he responds and you start strike up a relationship, but it's so low. Yeah, so like, so if low. if you want to take your shot, go for it. But like, don't think that you're the biggest prize in the ocean that he's going to stop in his tracks and be like, oh, this girl just messaged me. No. Oh my God. But she's not traditional enough. Oh, how are we going to get through this? Like, what? What do you think? I mean, you're great, I'm sure. Your friend is
great. Instead of Philomena and Theodosia, our kids will be named Jessica and Becca.
I'm going to have to name my son Grok.
And then if he has a son, he'll have to name him Grok Tua.
Grok Tua.
Anyway, but seriously, folks, I think you should just message the guy.
Just message him. Who cares? Like, it's your right as an American to message a musician that you think is attractive on Instagram. That's
only
what
they're an American.
George Washington died on the battlefield at Gettysburg so that you could message this guy on Instagram.
Real. I was there. I was the horse. I was the address.
George Washington got a 2-foot-sized hole through his chest from a cannonball.
No way that's true.
Did you ever go to George the George Washington Memorial? They made his coffin with an anatomically correct hole. So there's a hole where they built the coffin around his cannonball hole that he died from.
George Washington is not buried at the Washington Monument. Dude, could you imagine?
Imagine if instead of a big phallus, it was George Washington.
They gotta be.
Honestly,
that
would be so based. We don't have enough statues of our founders. We have the big one of Lincoln, which is pretty cool, right? Love it. Love the big one of Lincoln. Where's the one of Washington?
I don't know, man.
Like, I feel like if anyone should get a cool big statue, it should be him, right?
Absolutely. Like,
if I was president, day one, I knock down the phallus and I put up a picture of a GW. Bush, by the way.
By the way.
Just two statues. It's just George Washington and George W. Bush, right next, same size, right next to each other.
And they're both.
And then a couple, like a mile away, but still within eye distance, is a plane statue.
Yeah, it's like, so they're twin Georges, right?
Yeah, they're twin Georges, yes.
We should put a second Washington Monument right next to the first one.
Yes.
But it's yeah.
Yeah,
that's funny. That joke has to have been made already.
Probably.
Put a second Washington Monument there, call it the George W. Bush Memorial.
Yeah. Message a guy on Instagram. Who freaking cares? Why are you worried? I don't understand why people are worried about this.
What do you have to do? I'm not off of this yet. What do you have to do as a president to become a monument president and not an airport president? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because Abe Lincoln doesn't have airports. You maybe have to be born when the airports are to be an airport president. Like, it's weird to have like the William Henry Harrison Airport, you know?
Nah, that sounds about right.
Because he didn't have plane when he was alive.
Yeah. No, because like we got JFK in New York.
Yep. JFK, DFW, Reagan.
Dallas, Fort Worth.
It's my favorite president. God bless.
You got George H.W. Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And named it after him. How do you become a monument president?
John Wayne International Airport.
The John Wayne World Airport.
That's real. There's a John Wayne Airport in California.
I thought it was the Daniel Boone International Airport. The John.
I don't know.
The Babe Ruth. I don't know. Anyway.
In Oklahoma, they have the Will Rogers
That's World what it Airport. Is. World Rogers yeah. World Airport. Yeah.
He was a cowboy back in the day. If you, like, if, but you can't
I think
be a president.
I, when I landed, I called it the Orville Redenbacher World Airport.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think you should get. I mean, yeah. How do you decide? Statues are such a contentious issue now because if that person ever was like alive at the same time as slaves were alive, they're like, we gotta tear it down. So it's
they really became.
I mean, Trump. Trump should get a statue. He's the only president, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln, that has done a lot for Black people. So, and that's his. Those are his words.
Those are his words. That's a crazy thing that he said. I love he did that say he said that. That's wild.
Did you hear him when he was talking about Elon on X, no. the Everything app? When he was doing this, the space, he was talking about. He was talking to Putin about something, about like Ukraine. Putin said to me, he said, I'm going to invade Ukraine. And I told him, you can't do that. And he said, no way. And I said, way.
Verbatim. No translator.
It was so funny, dude. All right. I love this guy. Next question. Okay. Hopefully, Catholic Brit, you get the point that we're trying to get across here.
To your friend.
To your friend, not to you. Wink.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Phoebe, you know what I hate?
What do you hate?
Big tech.
Okay.
I live in constant fear of my precious Twitter account getting taken down because I don't own it. I like owning the places where my website is. And that's why The Crunch, I don't know if you know this, The Crunch website is hosted on Patmos. Are you familiar with Patmos?
I am not.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Patmos is your island of refuge in the ocean of big tech. They provide top-notch web and app hosting services, hosting and API GPU services. And if you know what that means, tell me. That's awesome. I don't know if I should say that, but I'm not the techie guy. They handle all of our website stuff, and it runs more smooth than it ever has in the past. All backed by no censorship guarantee. I know I can say anything I want on this podcast. I made a joke on the last episode, a little bit off color. I know that me saying something like that isn't going to get me thrown off the internet, and our livelihood won't be taken away from us. You like feeding our children, right?
I enjoy that very much.
Thanks to Patmos, I can safely feed my children ongoing. They offer unbeatable pricing and security from the ground up because they own the dirt that their servers sit on. They own everything that your stuff is hosted on. And I get the best service because I have like an actual person to talk to. Her name's Camilla. She's great. And they never offshore or sub out work. Everything is done in-house by them. There's just no better value in tech services than Patmos. I'm being honest when I say that. They've taken such good care of us. Whether you want to build an awesome new app or a website or host your current site, all you need to do is reach out to Patmos at patmos.tech. They help businesses, missions, churches of all sizes accomplish their goals with great value and service. Tell them The Crunch sent you and you get 10% off your next web project or free hosting migration, whichever you need. That's patmos.tech, freedom as a service. Isn't that great, Bibi?
It's amazing.
I know, right? It's awesome. Thanks for joining me for the ad read. I love you. Hey, Phoebe. Do you remember when I crapped myself the first day I did Exodus 90?
I will never forget
that. So, hi, my name is Patrick Nevy. I did Exodus 90 a couple of years ago, and I did poop my pants on the first day because I fasted and drank too much coffee. But did you know that Exodus 90 is not just about fasting and cold showers before Easter? Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Tell me more.
So they do a little thing called St. Michael's Lent that you can actually go sign up for now if you are a man and you're interested in getting yourself ready for Advent, getting yourself ready for Christmas. You can download their app and you can actually get their they have daily scripture meditations, prayers, reflections on getting closer to God as a man. They have also have a new course on the Eucharist just in time for now that we're after the Eucharistic revival. We can, you know, get closer to Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. If you go to exodus90.com/thecrunch, you can let them know that we sent you and you can enjoy the beautiful prayers and courses they have available on there right now. It's exodus90.com/thecrunch. Thank you, Exodus 90, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch. From Mad Max, I need some advice.
Mel Gibson.
Britt would just tell us if it was her.
That's true.
Mad Max, I need some advice.
Okay.
I've been talking to a girl for about 6 months.
Okay.
Her background. This is a very long post.
I
was out of the dating scene for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really interested in marriage. But recently, after praying for discernment, I felt called to the married life. Being out of dating for a bit, I didn't know where to start other than the apps. I prayed to meet someone, and 2 weeks after joining the apps, I found someone. We matched on one of the jankier dating apps, JDate. And after talking for a few weeks and becoming very interested in each other, we realized that the location system on the app was flawed and had matched us even though we lived 800 miles away.
That's really funny.
Dude, that sucks. Wasn't a sponsor, was it? Sorry about
no.
that.
No.
Oh, did I tell you that My one of my friends met someone through the dating app that sponsored us.
Really? Before it shut down?
Yes.
That's really funny.
So it worked, I guess. All right. I guess it didn't work too well. We are already starting to grow fond of each other at this point. I can't speak to her, but I figured I might as well keep talking to her. Hold on. What? Oh, can't speak for her. Okay. I figured I might as well keep talking to her since I traveled for a living, so it isn't too far for me. I've never lived in one place for too long. I would move. We're both Catholic, about the same age. It's been 6 months. I'm going to go spend a week and some change with her in October. This is the part I need advice on. I'm a convert about 2 years ago. She's cradle Catholic. Many converts. I have a subpar background and a decent chunk of tattoos.
Chunk.
As with many converts, I have a subpar background and tattoos. She knows about this, but her family's pretty trad, and I'm meeting them while I visit. They're a bit uneasy about the situation, since as far as they know, I'm just a guy from the internet. I'm concerned about making a good impression. She's important to me. Also, her family is close and important to her, so it will matter heavily what they think about me. I don't think they'll dislike me. It's important for me to make a good impression. Her mom is against tattoos. So, I'm going to wear long sleeves at first, so they can get to know me before the tattoos. Coming from my background, dealing with a family like this is outside of my knowledge. How do I go about this? I come from a broken family. Never had to meet a girl's parents outside of single moms. So healthy family dynamics are entirely foreign to me. Are there questions I should ask her dad? What do I do to ease their concern over my situation? How concerned do I actually need to be about this? What else should I know? Thanks in advance.
When you meet the dad for the first time, you look at your girlfriend and you say, I didn't know you had a brother.
Dude, dads love that.
Dads love that.
They think that's so funny, man.
And then when you meet her mom, be like, I didn't know your mom was so old.
Oh, is this your grandma or something? Or?
Is this your grandma?
You must be Becky's grandma. It's so nice to meet you.
Did you adopt an old lady?
What was it like working in the factory while your husband was away at war?
Yes. Oh, I didn't know your mom was Rosie the Riveter.
Hey, look, you just rolled out of the crypt.
That's so rude.
That's unnecessarily rude. That's what you should do. Just completely fake them out. They're going to have no idea what's happening. just be so, rude as hell.
Just be
and then
so mean.
And then take off your jacket and you're wearing just a tank top. And you got four tattoos.
Yeah.
And one of the tattoos is of her mom.
Usually like you meet your mom, her mom, frame one. Oh, you should put on more makeup.
I really cover those bags. Jeez.
Yeah. Goodness. I can see your crow's feet.
He walks up to her like those people at the mall. Hey, you got some bags in your eyes. I can take care of that for a $15 consultation.
I can take care of those right now. And then turn around and try to sell her dad an RC car.
You're down the hallway buying a phone case. That's going to break tomorrow.
You franchise a Build-A-Bear inside their house as like a way to totally dominate the family.
Ooh.
Oh man. Oh gosh.
Fill the house with some Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Yeah.
Beautiful
you look
smell.
At her dad and be like, and then look at her mom and be like, you sure he's the father?
Bro,
you just say anything.
Dude.
Don't do any of this. Here's what you should do. Listen. Listen right now. Focus up. You trying to be polite means that you will be polite, right? Like the thing in movies where people go and they try to make a good impression and they like break some unspoken rule and like the thing goes
or
terribly wrong.
Vase.
Or like a vase. Like that doesn't happen in real life, you know? Like one time I was playing a board game at my friend Josh's house with his parents and I jumped up and down because I won and I stepped on his computer and I cracked it. I broke his computer because I was jumping up and down celebrating my victory. And I was like, I felt so bad. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like I'll pay to fix this, you know? And they were like, it's fine. These things happen. We've had kids for a long time. We'll just buy a new computer for our kid. And I was like, really? And they were like, yeah. I was like, oh. Like I still felt bad, right? And stupid, but it was like not like probably the worst thing that could have happened in that scenario.
Stepping
you know, did
on a
happen.
Computer.
Stepping in on a computer, mid-off. Cracking it with my big fat body, and and it just ended up being fine. Granted, this is a little bit different because they're already a little bit suspicious. But the tattoo thing, people are against tattoos. But if you say like, yeah, I wasn't raised Catholic, I converted, I came from a broken home, what are they gonna do? Be like, how dare you be raised in that environment and get tattoos before you knew Christ? Like most people, if they're regular, will understand.
Yeah. People who are against tattoos still understand the logistics of it's permanent and I can't do anything about it.
Right.
So it is what it is.
Right. So
as long as you don't have any like tattoos of teardrops on your face, you're
right.
Probably with it, which you mentioned sleeves. So you're probably fine.
You could get, maybe this would be a strategy. Get her parents' names tattooed.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, you're sorry. I
said
you.
Face. I was saying face on
oh,
the
face.
Chest.
Okay.
Pull off the jacket. You're not wearing a shirt.
Yes.
It's, yeah.
That's a good idea. You come up with a lot of good ideas when I'm not listening to you.
That's what I do, man.
Yeah.
All right. One last question or
well,
you still got more?
Just for a little bit for this guy. Don't stress. You're fine. And even if her parents don't like you, don't let that deter you. Like you are not marrying her parents, despite what people on Reddit will say. Like you aren't marrying someone's family when you marry them. You're marrying a person. And so if God is calling you to marry that person, you should marry that person. Sounds like it's going well. I wouldn't be afraid of any of the stuff from your past. Like,
yeah,
you're you now. And that's all that matters. And you're going to do great things. This is going to be a great trip. I think if it goes well, I think you should move there as soon as possible. That's just my take.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I hope you do well in October.
I agree. All right. Next question.
Yes.
This isn't really a question.
Okay.
More of a description of my
Bye.
Dilemma. I feel like my mood when it comes to dating and self-confidence fluctuates like crazy. Some days I'll be insecure and feel like there's so
Is this
much
a woman?
I need to fix about myself. No.
It's a guy? So if it was a woman, I was about to say, that's just what's it like being a lady. You just it just changes how
I feel like
day.
I'm a different person every day. Correct.
Ma'am, you are.
You are. Just chemically. Okay.
It's a fella. That's good. This is an important distinction. Keep going.
Some days I'll be insecure and feel like there's so much I need to fix about myself. But the next day, I feel like I have crazy game and I'm that guy. Maybe this is just being a guy, but I'd like some advice. Is there some kind of virtuous tempering of my emotions and trust in God I should live in so I'm less in the extremes? How can I be confident in my gifts and consistently while being humble? You're acting like a woman. I'm just kidding. That's really mean. That's not true. That's a joke. That's a joke. I'm just kidding. Please, fine, I can't get canceled 2 episodes in a row.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
Thank you.
Yes, you should virtuously temper your emotions. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, yes. What you're experiencing is normal. But basically what you're asking is like, sometimes I feel pride and sometimes I feel shame. It's like, yeah, the answer to that is humility, which is in the middle of those two. So, as Uncle Iroh says, I can't remember exactly what he says, but he says, pride is not the antidote to shame, but its source, I believe is the quote, which is actually a banger line.
That we didn't deserve that. We didn't know what that show was when we had it.
One of my favorite I made a meme a long time. I might just make it again. I'd post it again because it's a favorite. One of my favorite memes is when Uncle Iroh and Aang are in the tunnel, and they're talking, and Uncle Iroh has the fire, and Aang is like following with him, and I did Aang as me, and Uncle Iroh is the Walmart employee going to unlock the video game case. I always thought it was one of the best memes I ever made, but it didn't do well back in the day. So I might resurrect it and post it again. Yeah.
Now you gotta do like toothpaste or socks because that'll start a discourse.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah. CVS employee going to unlock
the deodorant case.
Yeah. Yuck. The shampoo. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. You just need to work on humility. So every time you feel prideful, like I'm the man, remember your faults. Remember that you're going to die one day. Remember that you still have so far to go. You are nowhere near perfection. And then when you feel shame, like I'm nothing, be like, Christ died for you. He loves you. You're going to live forever with him. You are valued. You know, all these things. So instead of like swinging one way, the goal is eventually to not think anything about yourself, really. Like that's kind of the hard place to get, is like trying not to think about who you are and how you present yourself to the world. It's just like, just
be you.
And
how you're perceived, yeah.
And how you're perceived. You just be yourself. The Litany of Humility might unironically help with you.
Dude, the Litany of Humility is great.
It's a banger prayer. So check that out. See what's up.
I prayed it before the Eucharistic Congress. It made the Congress so much better.
Really? I noticed that you were exceptionally humble at that conference.
Oh, did you?
I mean, a little bit. It was you were less on edge than you normally are.
Well, I when I got there, I was like, it
when
was
you
that
got
it was,
there.
When I got there on Wednesday, I had time to myself and I was just like, man, this could go one of two ways. This could be a great time with my friends who I never get to see, or it could be a frantic me trying to maximize my time and just stressed out all the time. And like,
SNF
I didn't
maximize NLR party.
Yeah. And it wasn't that. I had a lot of great time. I had a lot of good time with my friends, making connections go deeper instead of broader. I feel like I have a broad enough network now. I don't need to meet everybody at the party. You know, I can just hang out with the people that I came with.
Right.
You know?
Yes. You want to do one more question and then we end the show? Is it quick? Is there one more quick or we just end now? Or are we done?
Oh, well, yeah, there is a quick one. Yeah, there is a quick one.
Okay.
From Christina, question, on an early date, how do I navigate asking and sharing my stance on what are you looking for? For context, it's a fully practicing Catholic. So like, when someone asks you, what are you looking for in a relationship? What do you say?
Smooch like, what should her answer to this question be?
Yeah, probably well, what you're looking for.
What are you looking for? Yeah.
Well, I can't say too much. I'll scare him away.
Here's the thing. On a first date, just be yourself. Like, don't try to filter yourself. Don't try to screen it. Just like, you be nice, be polite, whatever. But like, you shouldn't hide anything about what you actually want. If a guy likes you and he wants to be with you, he'll figure it out. You know, he'll deal with it. And if he doesn't like you, then all right, great. You've at least said your piece. So I would just be honest. Don't, just like if someone asks you a question, just answer honestly. What are you looking for? You probably know what you're looking for. Just like describe. It'd be really funny if you just described the guy sitting across from you. I think that would be funny.
I'm looking for a man in finance. 6'5".
I'm looking for a man in podcasting. 5'10". Blue eyes. Big nose.
Big nose. Blue eyes.
They should have the Costco family speak at the next Seek conference.
The Costco guys used the Rizzler as a battering ram.
Well, I've never heard that before. That's so funny. Who said that?
That's a video. That's a video. It's like the Costco Dude. Guys used the Rizzler as a battering.
Wow, dude, that gets me. I love that. Oh, it's so stupid.
It's a guy talking to the YouTube boys, and they're in a deli, and they're like holding. It's these two gigantic dudes. Oh my gosh,
dude, you gotta send me that video. It's so funny. The Costco family used the Rizzler.
Oh man,
that's a battering ram. Oh man, so
I don't understand why Twitter hates that family so much. I love them.
They're great.
They're just having a good time. They got Swiftie what normality. Other family? What other family do you know has a logo for every member of the family?
Yeah, it's really awesome. Funny. It's funny because they kind of look like, so the guy that runs and sends him cigars,
yeah.
The dad of that family looks like JJ.
Really?
And so that's just who I think of every time I see them. I'm like, this is dark JJ. Like, instead of running a Catholic cigar company, he becomes the Rizzler.
Double chunk chocolate cookie.
Yeah.
Anyway, so good.
You got to send me that video, man. That's,
they have all this lore life. With like their...
You should have lied. You should have told me that you just came up with it.
I would never lie about
I would put you on my Mount Rushmore of funniest people alive if you did that.
I've already had my moments of making you laugh harder than you should at a joke.
Like what? Name one time.
The real lizards joke from six years ago.
That's a long time ago.
That was good. Yeah. That goes to show you how important that was to me psychologically. It stayed there in my head.
And just how infrequently it happens.
I know, right?
I don't crack up very often. Like,
you ever crack up? I'm looking forward to cracking.
I rarely laugh up. So hard that I cry. I wish it happened more often. This is the price of being the funniest guy around.
It's hard. Well, I mean, using the Rizzler as a battering ram was not very funny.
No, it's not. It just that type of stuff tickles my funny bone, you know?
Sometimes I see
it's a child. He's used a kid as a battering ram. It's funny because he's kind of fat, and it just it's the TikTok voice or the YouTube voice really got me. All right, the
YouTube voice does get you.
That's the end of the podcast. Thank you guys for coming. We're sponsored by Patmos Hosting Solutions. If you're a young man and you're looking for a job in tech, reach out to them. They're a great company. We're sponsored by Exodus 90. Go to exodus90.com/thecrunch. If you want to join in on St. Michael's Lent, you've probably seen some videos about it. It's a season of fasting during this period of time. It's not too late to join, so head on over to exodus90.com/thecrunch. And I will let Patrick decide if he's going to introduce our other 2 to 4 sponsors that we have on this
episode. Yes, we also have Briefcase Marketing, I think, and also Consecrate America. Go to consecrateamerica.com to consecrate yourself to America. Well, we need to set up a link for ourselves. It's like a really long link, but we got to do crunchcast.com/consecrate. We'll do that. The link's in the description. We want to get credit for sending you over there, but we really prefer you just go over there. They're not selling anything. It's just sign up to consecrate yourself to the Eucharist. We want to petition the bishops to... You heard about it in the ad. Never mind.
Yeah. Check it out. Are you playing it? Playing it right now.
No. I got something queued up.
Oh, okay. Thank you all for listening. Wait, hold on. Patrick, do you have anything else for the people?
Sneak up some love. Chop up some meaty flour. Add mozzarella on the top.
Wait for it.
Ham. Chopping ham. Yellow corn. Mozzy cheese. Mozzy cheese. Sweet
corn ham. Thank you all for listening. See you guys later. This made
Thank
me laugh.
Thank you all for listening.
Too much.
Please pray for us. We'll be praying for you. We'll see you all next week.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.